our training standards boys are very, very keen to ensure that the public have the opportunity to purchase branded and tested goods. What we do not want to happen, frankly, is for goods which might be below standard, which don't meet all the stringency tests, being sold. And of course, we do not want fireworks, whilst they're wonderful things, and I sit in my room at the moment looking at the display that I'm planning for my own children on the 5th of November. But obviously, we don't want young children below age, and people with, shall we say, not fully experienced in dealing with these things, handling them, because they can cause accidents and even death.
And how difficult is it to police this sort of thing? It's a multi-agency approach. Everyone's playing their part. But if we're talking about the county council, what work's been going in the months or the weeks or the days up to these firework festivities?
Well, obviously, many of the trading standards activities can be seen as being seasonal. Obviously, the firework period is upon us. They've moved the clocks and we're at that time of the year again. So knowing that this was coming, and it's obviously been planned with the other agencies, and frankly, it's no good with one individual partner in this situation sort of going off and doing their own thing. It does need a coordination, because there are many, many outlets, both legitimate retail outlets and, of course, those which can be set up on the fly, really. Car boot sales, a whole raft of things, which in many, many instances are perfectly legitimate, but just occasionally people take advantage of them.
And just speaking about people taking advantage, people don't really realise, do they, that they can get into a lot of trouble when it comes to fireworks. There are all sorts of rules and regulations, aren't there?
There are. I think by and large, you will have noticed that there is now a steady move to the set displays, the organised displays. But I would never want to stop people who are responsible from enjoying their own private and family gatherings. And as I say, I have, although we're going to a large display which raises a lot of money for charity each year with my family later on firework night, because we've got young grandchildren, we're going to have a small display at home so that they can enjoy them, because the other one will be too big and too busy and too late. So I think the what we're trying to get across to people is that you do not need to take chances with these things. If you purchase through legitimate sources where branded goods that you know are safe, trading standards and our partners, the police and others, will be visiting these retail outlets to ensure that the goods that are put on display are the proper article. And if you follow the instructions, light the blue touch paper and retire rapidly, and don't hold them in your hand and don't play around, the chances of getting injured is very, very small indeed, and the pleasure that you can get out of them worth taking that slight risk.